All right, Coach, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from at LL21. Wants to talk about the operation of the field goal, the snap, the hold, and the kick. Why do the laces always have to be out? And I'm a former holder, and Diossi used to have it down with me to where I got the ball, boom, the laces are there, and Matt Barr would never have to complain. But why is it so important for a kicker to have the laces facing the other way when the ball spins?
Well, it balances the ball, and it gives you more of an end-over-end tumble and a straighter ball. When the laces are to the side, it has a tendency to have the ball drift a little bit. And when the laces face the kicker, a lot of times it's a little disconcerting for the kicker just in terms of his visual of kicking the ball where you're just it's kind of hitting a golf ball. It's just rolling off the tee. You try to hit it. You know it's wrong. You do the best you can with it, but it just kind of throws off your timing a little bit. So also the tilt of the ball is important. That changes the trajectory, but also the flight of the ball in terms of straight versus a curve a little bit one way or the other. So the whole operation, the perfect snap, the perfect hold, the perfect kick is the way you want them all to go. In the end, one can make up for another. A good hold can make up for a bad snap. A good kick can make up for a bad hold and a bad snap. But sometimes it's just too much, a bad snap and a bad hold. The kicker just doesn't have a chance to make a good kick because the ball's not in the right spot. So that's why those guys work together so much, and it's such an important play. And look, they're not all perfect, but I think our three guys overall do a very good job with the operation, but always room for improvement.
Great answer. If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team first on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB.